Hello there, my name is Joe Hurt and welcome to this week's SEC Modcast. Our aim is to keep you up to speed with all the latest news in the world of modifications, including new draft proposals, the MP76 and SEC release management policy consultations, as well as the upcoming change subcommittee and change board meetings. MP76, raised by British Gas, is looking at how non-payment should be pursued. The current wording of Section J2.6 means that the DCC will keep the SEC panel updated on matters regarding pursuing non-payment, as well as allowing the panel to express their views. However, ultimately the DCC must decide what they consider to be the best course of action. There is a general concern that the way that payment defaults are currently handled could affect the outcome of future defaults. The proposer and the panel seek to eliminate the possibility for SEC parties to pay socialised costs as far as possible. This modification proposes to amend Section J2.6b by obliging the DCC to show all reasonable steps and proceedings to gain agreement from the panel, as well as consult with the panel on matters regarding pursuing non-payment. The DCC could still choose not to take the panel's advice, but would have to show why they did so and that they took all reasonable steps to attempt to gain agreement from the panel. This will provide clarity for the panel, as well as the DCC, in how to manage such scenarios in future, as well as limit the risk of increased socialised costs to be socialised amongst parties in events of default, by ensuring action is taken swiftly enough to prevent this from happening. This consultation will close on Monday the 29th of July. If you want to respond to this, you can download the consultation from our website, fill in the response form enclosed, and send this to us at sec.change@gemserve.com. The SEC release management policy has been updated as a result of continued development since the implementation of Modification 61, ensuring SEC release provisions. The SEC release management policy provides the detailed steps that underpin the obligations and powers laid out in a SEC. The policy has also been amended to be laid out in a more user-friendly and logical format. We would like to invite you to respond to this consultation on updates to a SEC release management policy. The consultation documentation can be found on our latest news page of the SEC website. The consultation will close on Friday the 16th of August and will be considered by the panel at a meeting in September. If you want to respond to this, you can download the consultation from our website, fill in the response form enclosed, and send this to us at sec.change@gemserve.com. The next change subcommittee will take place on Tuesday the 23rd of July, where the CSC will be asked to recommend to the panel that DP 77 and DP 78 are converted into modification proposals. DP 77 has been raised as the proposer has recognised that the industry needs a simple and reliable mechanism for identifying where smart devices are or are not present at a location. This information is necessary for suppliers to establish whether there is a smart metering system they can communicate with at that location, and for distributors to correctly handle alerts. Issues have been identified in the current process where the DCC service flagging is incorrect and hinders the switching process for some consumers with smart meters. DP78 looks to incorporate multiple issue resolution proposals, also known as IRPs, into the SEC. IRPs identify issues within the SEC technical specifications and put forward a solution to the identified problems through the Bayes-led group, Technical Specification Issue Resolution Subgroup, also known as TESIRs. The incorporation of these IRPs into the SEC has been handed over to CCAS for the agreed changes to be implemented through the modifications process. This is the second proposal to progress these IRPs, the first being Modification 55. These IRPs will impact the technical specifications, however, some will also impact the DCC systems. Those that have been identified to impact DCC systems have been included in this proposal, as it is expected they will have similar lead times for DCC system changes. IRPs that do not impact DCC systems will be progressed separately, as they would have a shorter lead time. Newly raised DP79, provisions for withdrawing modifications, will also be on the agenda for this change subcommittee for some initial views and advice. The provisions in Section D modifications process are built around the key principle that any SEC party can raise a proposal to change the SEC, and that each proposal should undergo due process for a solution to be developed and for this to be determined upon. As such, CCAS and the panel must allow any proposal into the process and ensure it receives a fair assessment. The SEC does contain provisions for the proposer to withdraw their proposal prior to final decision. if they no longer wish to proceed it. However, this power is limited to the proposer. Neither CCAS, the panel, nor the subcommittees can close a modification prior to a decision. The proposer wishes to explore these provisions should be amended. As part of the development stage, we are seeking your views on the issues highlighted in DP 79. So if you have any views or comments on this, please get in touch. At this month's Change Board meeting, three modifications will be considered for decision under self-governance. MP 71 proposes that the references to high and low volume gateway connections are removed from Section K, leaving the charges for pass and collate and elective service evaluation. This will have no impact on set parties and would make the DCC onboard service more efficient. MP 73 seeks to address ambiguity within Section L. Different interpretations of Section L 3.22 has led to the DCC deleting information in the SMICI repository without SMICI PMA approval. BASE has advised that the DCC is not intended under the SEC to make any unapproved changes to the information in the SMICI repository, and that the DCC is a person within the meaning of Section L 5.5 and 5.6. The proposer wishes to remove any ambiguity from the SEC drafting and ensure there are robust governance arrangements in place. MP 74 seeks to remove ambiguity from the process for DCC users who have completed the user entry process tests to obtain SMICI device certificates from the DCC via a DCC gateway connection. In addition to these votes, the Change Board will also be asked to approve the impact assessment costs for SEC Modification 53, amend target response times for service requests critical to installation and commissioning. These costs have been quoted as just over £14,000. We will issue an email after the meeting with the outcome of these votes and update you in our next modcast. That's all for this week. We'll be issuing our next modcast on the 26th of July. If there is anything else you'd want to hear from us in these modcasts, then please send us your thoughts and what you want to talk to us about. Thanks again for listening.